Southeast and South Central school districts stand to lose millions in federal funding under proposed changes to the Secure Rural Schools program. The Obama administration is recommending reauthorization of the federal program in 2012, but is proposing to scale back funding for school districts. KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports.
The program has meant big money for Southeast Alaska's school districts. Bill Rolfson administers the Secure Rural School funding for the state.
Several communities, boroughs, school districts in here in Southeast receive $1 million or more, or roughly $1 million. For example, Ketchikan Gateway Borough received $1.2 million. Sitka received $1.1 million. City of Petersburg received $1.4 million. City and Borough of Wrangell received almost $1.5 million. So it's a significant amount of money for these municipal school districts.
The program provides hundreds of millions of dollars to rural school districts throughout the country. It also provides federal funding for road projects, fire assistance, and forest restoration activities. About a decade ago, Secure Rural Schools replaced the National Forest Receipts Program, which gave schools a share of revenue generated mainly from logging activities on national forests. Secure Rural Schools was slated to expire this year, leaving many rural school districts bracing for projected budget shortfalls next year. The National Forest Counties and Schools Coalition has been the main group lobbying for reauthorization of the program. Jim French is the group's president. He says the goal was at least to have a mention of the program in President Obama's budget.
We were successful. We do have what's called a mention in the president's budget, and it did have a number attached to it, a $328 million, so we were pleased about that. There are some items, the way it's put in there, that we're hopeful we can still continue to negotiate, but it was our overall strategy and goal to at least start by being in the president's budget, and we've been successful in that regard.
The president's budget reduces the schools and roads portion of the program by 20% next year, another 10% in 2013, and 25% each year thereafter. Starting in year three, any state that would receive less than $10 million from the program would no longer qualify for Secure Rural Schools. Those states would revert back to the old timber receipts program. Rolfson says that means Alaska's share would drop from around $16 million today to less than $1 million.
After about the second year of this president's reauthorization proposal, we might fall below that $10 million threshold, meaning our payment at that point could drop as low as $500,000 or less.
Well, the president's Secure Rural Schools proposal drastically cuts funding for schools and roads. It would double the amount set aside for economic investment and forest restoration projects. French says the National Forest Counties and Schools Coalition is concerned about proposed changes to the allocation split between schools and restoration projects.
For some reason, in the president's proposal, it identified twice the money that is currently in Title II reserved for watershed restoration projects. So someone convinced the White House policy people that that was important. And again, we're not arguing that, but we're saying it cannot be at the expense of Title I, which is roads and schools.
The plan to shift funding from schools to restoration projects is not meeting with the support of Southeast Alaska's largest conservation group. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council attorney Buck Lindekugel says SEAC does not support plans to ramp down school funding.
We think we ought to maintain the pie at the level it's been, so that it provides good funding for the schools, providing for the salaries for our teachers, et cetera. And at the same time, a portion of that money goes to restoration and road maintenance. We think those are all important functions, and we think that money goes right onto salaries and putting people to work in the community. So to the extent that the president's budget proposes changes to that system, no, I think we want to see it continue as it has been.
Without the reauthorization of the Secure Rural Schools Act, school districts in the Tongass and Chugach National Forest would revert back to the old National Forest Receipts Program. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.